It's Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. A Senate subcommittee will hear from a Facebook whistleblower today. Frances Haugen says the company knew its platforms were being used to spread misinformation, but did little to stop it. The hearing comes a day after a technical glitch knocked Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp offline for several hours. Officials are working to pinpoint the cause of a massive oil spill just off the coast of Southern California. An oil slick measuring 13 miles long was first spotted Saturday. Investigators say a ship's anchor may have struck a pipeline on the ocean floor. Gunfire in Malala leaves one hurt and one man in custody. The Clackamas County District Attorney confirming to Coin6 News the suspected shooter is 48-year-old Brian Scott Mills. During yesterday's shooting, one officer fired their weapon and has been placed on administrative leave per protocol. Investigators say one person was injured by shrapnel. Traffic barrels could soon be used to slow gun violence in Portland. According to our media partner, the Portland Tribune, Commissioner Joanne Hardesty ordered PBOT to install the traffic calming devices across a six-block area in the Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood. That area has seen an increase in shootings, some of them linked to high-speed drivers. Johnson & Johnson says it filed for FDA authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. This would be for people 18 years or older. Roughly 15 million Americans have received the Johnson & Johnson shot. The FDA already has a meeting scheduled for next week. NASCAR's Bubba Wallace made history at Talladega Super Speedway yesterday, winning the rain-shortened Yellowwood 500. The victory was the first of Wallace's career. He's only the second black driver to win a race in NASCAR's highest level. The first was Wendell Scott, who did it back in 1963. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.